Interview with the Entrepreneur. In an attempt to clarify the mythology surrounding James Bond, I tracked down his old rival to his headquarters in the Ministry of Inward Investment in the breakaway Republic of Transdniestria. Somewhat suspicious at first, Mr. Blofeld relaxed as soon as he realized I was not pursuing him on behalf of the FSB, CIA, or IMF, and kindly agreed to be interviewed for this book. Now at age 72, Blofeld is a cheerful veteran of numerous high-tech startups, and not a few multinationals, where, as a specialist in international risk management and arbitrage, he applied his unique skills to business expansion. Today he is semi-retired, but has agreed to work in a voluntary capacity as director of the State Investment Agency. It took me a long time to understand the agenda that the British government was pursuing through the covert activities of MI6, he told me over a glass of sweet tea. Call me naive, but I really believed, at least at first, that they were honest capitalists, the scoundrels. Over the course of an hour, Ernst explained to me how he first became aware that the UK was attempting to sabotage his business interests. It was back in 1960 or thereabouts that they first tried to destroy one of my subsidiaries. Until then, I hadn't really had anything to do with them. But I believe one of my rivals in the phosphate mining business at the time put it about that my man on site was some sort of spy, and they sent this Bond fellow, not just to arrest my man or charge him with some trumped-up nonsense, but to kill him. His lips paled with indignation as he contemplated the iniquity of the situation, that agents of the British government might go after an honest businessman for no better reason than an unsubstantiated allegation that he was spying on American missile tests. I warned Julius to be careful and advised him to put a good lawyer on retainer, but what good are lawyers when the people you're up against send hired killers? Julius brought in security contractors, but this Bond fellow still murdered him in the end. And the British government denies everything, to this day. Ernst obviously believes in his own moral rectitude, but I had to ask the obvious questions, just for the record. Yes, I was chief executive of Spectre for 12 years. But you know, Spectre was entirely honest about his activities. We had nothing to hide, because what we were doing was actually legal. We've been mercilessly slandered by those rogues from MI6 and their friends in the newspapers, but the fact is we're no more guilty of criminal activity than any other multinational today. We simply had the misfortune to be foreign and entrepreneurial, at a point in time when Whitehall was in the grasp of the communist conspirators Wilson and Callaghan and their running dog, so-called conservative fellow Heath. And we were pilloried because what we were doing was in direct competition with the inefficient state-run enterprises that my good friend Lady Thatcher recognised as mosquitoes battening on the lifeblood of capitalism. That cad Fleming put it about that Spectre stands for Special Executive for Counterintelligence, Terrorism, Revenge and Extortion. Absolute tosh and nonsense. Would a group of criminals really call themselves something that blatant? I'll remind you that Spectre is actually a French acronym, as befits a non-profit charity incorporated in Paris. The name stands for Société Professionnelle et Éthique du Capital Technologique Réinvesti par les Experts. Venture capitalist specializing in disruptive new technologies, in other words. Commercial space travel, nuclear power, antibiotics. Not some kind of half-baked terrorist organization. But you can imagine the threat we pose to the inefficient state monopolies like the British Aircraft Corporation, the coal mining industry, and imperial chemical industries. Blofeld paused to sip his tea thoughtfully. We were ahead of our time in many ways. We pioneered business methods that later became mainstream. Sir James Goldsmith, Ronald Perlman, Carl Icahn, they all watched us and learned. But By then, the commies were out of power in the West, thanks to our friends in the establishment, so they had an easier time of it. No need to hire lots of expensive security and build concrete bunkers on desert islands. And yes, that made us look bad. Don't think I'm unaware of it. But you know, you want bunkers and isolated jungle rocket launch bases? All you have to do is look at Arianespace. It's fine when the government bureaucracies do it, but if an honest businessman tries to build a space launch site and hire security to keep the present saboteurs from foreign governments out, it's suddenly a threat to world security.